Hello and welcome.
Welcome to Crispy Tart
Topics. Crispy Tart Topics. Bow, 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 bow. We missed you guys. We don't think that we weren't thinking about you while we were gone. We thought about you every day. It's just that our good friend Yeggs Over Easy was gone. That's all.
Yeah, I had to go home and get sick and hang out with my family, so sorry, guys, but I do have lots of good stories for you guys.
But you were gone for like 12 days.
Yeah,
right?
It was a long time. It feels weird to be back. It doesn't even feel like any of it happened. It's such a weird feeling. But yeah, just a lot of seeing family and shit. And went to go see, I don't even know if I gave him a nickname last night.
Yeah.
I think I called him like TJ or BJ or something.
BJ. Let's call him BJ.
This is the guy that had Snapchatted me out of nowhere and was like, it was one of my biggest regrets cutting things off with you. And we started talking every day. That guy. Well, I saw him over the weekend. Spent all weekend with him. He like got a hotel. And
but you didn't see him until this weekend?
Right. Oh. He was in North Carolina when I first was at home for something else. And then he had to work, obviously, the week. And I was doing shit with my family, too. So, yeah, we decided to just see each other Friday through Monday.
Okay.
Which is a long time.
Yeah.
Especially, I haven't seen him in 2 years, so.
Yeah.
It was, he came to my parents' house first to pick me up, and
he met your parents?
He met my parents and my grandma, and
wait, didn't you say you guys were going to have a barbecue or something?
Yes. We were going to have a fish fry, and he missed the fish fry, though.
Okay.
But anyways, he came after the fish fry, and so he pulled up and, like, got out of the car, and I immediately gave him a hug, and then I gave him a kiss. I don't think he was expecting the kiss, because he was like, oh. Huh. And I was like, we've literally been talking about this for the past month.
Yeah.
But he was really, really nervous.
Oh.
And, yeah, he was, like, shaking. And
wow.
Yeah, and he was like, actually, a couple of days before he was coming, he was kind of acting weird over text. Like, you know when you just can tell,
like,
someone's vibe
different.
Is off?
Yeah.
You know, he maybe wasn't texting back as quick, and it seemed like his answers were forced.
Yeah.
And I could just tell, like, he felt weird. And then I talked to him the next day and was like, I have a weird feeling about everything. Like, I feel like you're going to ditch me like you did last time, you know?
Yeah.
And he was like, I was like, I could tell you're being kind of weird. And he was like, I think, and then he said, like, what if, you know, you see me and you're not attracted to me? And like,
oh.
So he was being weird because he was nervous and like thought all these things. And he was like, I just want to make a good impression on your parents. And like, so
yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
It is. Moral of the story, just talk about shit, because we both were nervous and upset for no reason.
Yeah.
Basically, like, both our own insecurities. And, like, as soon as we talked about it, it was fine. Like, people just, like,
bottle it up.
Yeah, and like, just say it, people.
Yeah.
But anyways, he met my parents, and they really liked him. And, you know, we weren't there for long. And then went to the hotel, and
did they know that you guys were going to a hotel?
Yeah. I'm 25 years old. I,
yeah.
Like, they know.
But they didn't, like, ask a lot of questions, your parents?
Like, about sex or something?
No, like, where are you guys going, or how do you guys know each other?
Yeah, of course they did. But my grandma was not happy that we were spending the weekend together, because we were at my nephew's baseball game, and my mom kind of just blurted out, Sarah's My grandma wasn't happy about hearing that we were spending the weekend together. So my mom just blurted it out at my nephew's baseball game. And she said, Yanks is spending the weekend with that boy. And my grandma just goes, mmm. And I was like, Grandma! Like, trying to, like, make her not put, I don't know, swords through my eyes.
Yeah.
But, anyways.
She's just concerned about you. I think she just doesn't want you to.
Well, she's old school as fuck, so.
Oh, you think it's more about tradition?
Yes. Mm. She's, like, real religious and shit. Anyway, it went really well.
So what did you guys do all weekend?
Fuck a lot. I don't know. The only thing, he has a really, really small dick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But it's does like, he know how to use it?
No. No. But the foreplay was pretty good. So.
Yeah.
And he's trainable. You know what I mean? And like, he wants me to tell him what to do.
But you remember, like, you had sex before, right?
We did, but I honestly, I forgot.
Mm. Okay.
That sounds horrible. I know once I, like, made him, and I don't remember how that went, really. Like, I don't remember, like, his dick size back then.
Yeah.
But also, he put on a lot more weight than last time I saw him, too. You think that's something, you think if you're bigger, you lose penis inches? Or do you think it always stays the same?
Or do you think you gain penis inches?
No, I think you
lose.
Because
your boobs get bigger when you get fatter.
I think it's different for guys, though. I think when you get fatter, you lose your dick.
I don't think you lose it. I think that it's just not proportionate anymore.
Oh. And it's harder. It was, yeah. It was like,
So one hand.
Like one and a half
handfuls.
Yeah. Like if you were to grip it, like it would fit in your hand, and then like maybe the head of it would be on your index finger, if that makes any sense to anyone at all. Anyways,
but he's really tall, so it seems not
proportionate
to his body,
right? But that's okay. I'm trying to like be okay with it because I really like him. But it does make me think about other people, which kind of is bad. Like, I don't want to think about other people.
But it doesn't matter really about that as long as he can make you feel good.
Yeah, exactly. And he wants to. Like, that's the biggest difference between him and other people.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I'll do anything. So he's just a really good guy and super sweet and... We're gonna try the distance and see how it goes. He says he wants to come see me in July, so I don't know. I feel actually really good about it and like super secure, which is.
But you. So, did you talk about if you're allowed to date other people?
Of course, we're exclusive.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't want to. Well, we don't want to do that, or that's what I should say.
Yeah.
Like, we want it to be exclusive. So, it's weird.
Yeah.
I think it's good. I think the distance is good for me, personally. Because I can still do what I want and not feel obligated to hang out with someone. You know what I mean?
You don't have to be with him all the time.
Right.
But that's going to be really hard.
Yeah, it's gonna fucking suck, but I think it'll work out. He did, I don't know. I always end up with dudes who are very, like, sweet talkers and say, like, you're everything to them, and, like, and then down the road, like, it wears off or something. And then I'm like, am I really compatible with this person? So I'm a little scared of that. And
like, because he says a lot of really nice things to you now, so he might change that.
He might change, or just maybe I'm not seeing him without all of that. And if if it's just him, are we really compatible, or mm-hmm. Is he just really nice? And I'm like, oh, like I haven't had a guy be really nice to me in a while. I don't think it's that. I think we actually do get along really well, but I mean, we are different, so I don't know. I have the doubt still. We'll see.
But I mean,
my parents really like him, which is weird.
Yeah, it's worth a try, and it's something that makes you feel good, so.
Yeah.
Well, why not do it if it makes you feel good?
I haven't had a guy treat me this well in years. I don't even know if ever, honestly. Literally, at the wedding we went to, my steak, I was like, oh, my steak is kind of dry. And he was like, and I was like, oh, yours looks good. It looks
oh, yours looks good.
And he switched me.
Yeah, that's really nice.
He was like, here, I'm mine. I'll take yours. Like,
who does really? That? Yeah.
Also, like, did we talk about Chaz Johnson, the thing that happened before I left? Did we talk about that? Anyways, this motherfucker said, I told him he was giving me anxiety, and he told me, that sounds like a you problem. And from there on out, I was like, why the fuck am I fucking with dudes like this?
Yeah.
Are so shitty. And, or like, fucking Colin or whoever. Like, why?
Yeah, when there could be somebody that treats you well and exactly. is nice to you.
Like, you should just hold out for someone that actually treats you well. Like, don't settle for that fuckboy bullshit.
Yeah.
It still bothers me.
But, so, just, you're going to talk on the phone. And
yeah, we'll video chat, do what we were doing, like, the past month.
And July isn't that far away.
No, it's not.
It's like a month. But
he was saying a lot, like, kind of too soon.
Mm.
He was like, someday we'll be in the same zip code. And I was like, yeah, maybe. And then he was like, same apartment. And I was like,
oh, what? Yeah. That's
I don't like that. Like, yeah. That's like, that to me.
Well,
is
how
like,
long have you guys been talking? Like a month?
Exactly.
Again? Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like kind of a lot, but.
Just be careful, I guess. Don't.
Yeah.
I mean, but what about...
He's like, I've never felt like this with anyone before. And I'm like, really? That seems kind of crazy.
It's soon to say that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice. And maybe that's true. Maybe that's true for him.
I think it is true for him. But also, he's lived, I don't know, you know, he's lived in Michigan his whole life. And those girls are different. And... they're, like, the typical Midwest, like, wannabe a mom at 23.
And you're actually and doing stuff with your life.
Conservative and kind of prudish. And like, then you meet someone like me, and maybe, of course, you're going to be like, oh, she's different because she's, like, free-spirited and blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah. I don't want to be like that. Like, I don't know. So... that makes me kind of nervous, but I'm also trying not to let all that, like, cloud my just, like, pure emotion towards him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just be happy with, like, how you feel right now about it. Don't think too much about the future.
Exactly, because that, I told him, like, I get scared. I was like, don't let me get scared, because I'm going to try to, like, just
ruin it. Somehow.
I'm gonna try to sabotage it in a few months. So,
did you tell him that?
Yeah, I was like, straight up, don't let me do this because I don't want to like pussy out anymore. Like, I've never had a long term relationship. I don't know what that's like. I don't know what it means to like put work into a relationship. Like, I think it's supposed to be like easy all the time, but it's not. And I think I just have this like romanticized view of love and what it should be.
It's not always
really,
happy.
Yeah, it's not. And that's what everyone says. It's like really fucking hard. And it's not always like honeymoon phase all the time. Like, that doesn't exist.
Yeah, if you're never fighting, then there's something wrong.
Right.
But you also shouldn't always be fighting. Yeah. But you guys don't fight, really.
Right? Well, what do we have to fight about?
Yeah.
So far, you know, we're still in that, like,
honeymoon phase. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But
that's exciting. It's different.
It's different. So, I was like, is there anything you don't want me to tell on the podcast? He's like, I don't give a fuck what you talk about. And I was like, thank you.
Wait, so does he listen to it now?
No, I'm not fucking letting him listen to this shit. Why would I let him listen to me be like, yeah, small dick?
Oh, yeah. But what if he finds it?
He won't. He won't. Don't fucking do that. don't fucking do that shit.
Okay, well, I want to meet him. That's cool. So, nothing really happened for me that was too different. But I am realizing... Well, okay, so there's two things. The first thing is, I think I talked about a guy that quote-unquote ghosted me and then started talking to me again after like a year and a half. And he's just been kind of like saying, let's hang out, and then puts it off and then puts it off. And...
puts it off in a weird way, too.
Yeah. Like... he said, let's hang out Wednesday, and there's an event that I usually go on Wednesday, so I suggested that we go there, and he goes, oh yeah, I looked it up, and it's not really my speed, but you have plans to go there already? But I was, like, literally just...
making suggestions.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know, but it makes me think about, like, why do people do that? I mean, I don't think it's just guys. I think girls do it, too.
Oh, for sure.
Just, like, try to keep their options open and string people along.
Yeah. I don't know. I know people that do that, but I'm one of those people that doesn't understand why people do that because I feel like I don't do that.
But like, you do, kind of. Like, you have guys that...
But I actually want to hang out with them.
Yeah.
And try to. They're usually the ones that are like, I don't know.
Right.
I'm like, why? Why talk to me if you don't want to hang out? I don't get it.
I don't know. Do I do that?
You do.
I guess I do.
Kind of, but like, you do want to hang out with them. You just say, just sometimes you're like, oh, I don't feel like it. Maybe this time, like, let's hang out soon.
And yeah.
But if you don't want to hang out with someone, you just ignore them.
Right. And, yeah, I don't make plans and then cancel them. I mean, I guess I do, but, like, not if I haven't seen somebody in a really long time. But what do you think about the idea of having, like, quote-unquote options or, like, cards in a deck?
Cards in a deck.
Like, cards in your hand, I guess I should say.
I mean, I like having options.
But I don't like thinking that I'm just somebody's option.
Right. Well, of course not. No one wants to feel like that. But that's why people have game, pretty much.
Yeah.
Because someone can make you feel like you're not an option, but they're probably fucking talking to, like, four other people, you know? Everyone has, like, those... numbers in their phone, like, they can hit up after something fizzled or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Our friend, like, asked me about what guys I have that are options, and it made me really angry. Like, it made me think, I don't know, like, I'm not, or I have to think about my options, or, I don't want to have to, like, worry about that. I don't think of it that way. I don't think of it as, like, these guys are options. I think of it as, oh, that's, like, somebody that I used to talk to, and maybe we'll talk again. It's not like, oh, like, I'm going to hit them up when I'm bored, or, like, I broke up with my boyfriend, so now I can talk to them. It's not really like that for me.
Yeah.
And I don't, like, I don't know. It makes me really mad to think of it that way.
Because they're, like, a pawn to your game or something.
Yeah.
If you think of it that way. Yeah. I mean, it definitely, like, dehumanizes them, but I think that's how a lot of people see it.
It's not fair.
Well, especially because you don't want to feel like
you're just like one of many.
Yeah, I want to be special to people. And I don't want somebody to feel like I'm treating them like shit either. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
It is weird.
But it makes me think about just meeting people in general and like maybe those people that I've met online are different than the people that I've met in person. Do you think there's a difference between people, guys that you've met like through Tinder and guys that you've met just...
No.
Really?
Honestly, no. Like, they're all fucking stupid. Seriously. Doesn't matter. But
I think that
it's better to meet someone the natural way.
I think so, too. I mean, just Tinder or any dating app has expectations.
Exactly.
Even if you say that you don't have expectations, there are some kind of
like,
expectations. And if you meet somebody in person, they don't know, like, what your intention is.
Yeah, or that you have like, a little excerpt about you before they meet you.
Right.
Like, and they don't... just first judgment.
They don't know that you're looking, quote-unquote. Yeah. If you're on Tinder, you're looking.
Yeah.
You're looking for someone, like, looking for an option.
Right.
So if you just meet somebody in person, they don't know that you're looking for an option. They just see that you're a person talking to them.
That also makes it more exciting to get to know them.
Yeah. Because
there's so much to find out, and there's that little, like, mystery factor. Like, is he or she looking for something, or are they not? Like, what's going on? So it makes it more fun. Sure.
Oh, that reminds me. There was a guy that came up to me at the bar in Chinatown. And he came up to me, and usually guys, like, almost all the time, like, 90% of the time when a guy comes up to me and talks to me at a bar, like, I, like, smile at him, and then I, like, walk away. I don't try to engage in the conversation.
Right.
And this time I actually tried, like, to stay and actually answer his questions and see. And, I mean, it ended up being stupid. But it made me think I should do this more often.
Yeah.
And with that, like, how do we make connections with people that you meet at bars?
Yeah.
So we thought of some tips and tricks.
Some tips. And this works for platonic friendships, too. Because we've been talking about meeting more friends at in real places, like, not online. And I think a lot of people want to make friends, especially in LA.
Yeah.
They just don't. Everyone's just, like, silently judging each other or scared or something, I think. But
yeah.
So we have some tips.
I don't want to end up, like, just complacent where I am in LA. Like, I want to always be meeting new people.
Yeah.
So this is what we thought of to do. So I guess the first thing would be not to ignore people.
Yeah.
So even if you're...
Which I do a lot.
Yeah, me too. But I was really happy that that guy, I actually talked to him. But so I think that it's natural just to kind of look at your friends and like look at the group that you're in and not acknowledge the people around you. Or if you're acknowledging the people around you, you're not like actually like seeing them as people, you're just seeing them as like background.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you just have to like see them as like somebody you could talk to.
Right.
Because really, I think I do, like, well, we do this a lot, like people watch.
Yeah.
But there's still like a wall there, you know?
Right.
You don't think about actually talking to them.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
I think that's what everyone does here.
Yeah. I mean, everywhere people do that.
Right, right. But you just have to be the person initiating things. So we thought of some good conversation starters. And really, you only need like one or two lines that are very generic and can be used on anyone, anywhere, all the time. So
yeah. So
you thought of some good ones.
And it's just like, it doesn't even, these aren't pickup lines. They're just conversation starters.
Yeah.
And it's the simplest thing. Like, a lot of times you're at a bar and people are drinking, so you just ask them about their drink. What are you drinking? That looks good.
Yeah, that's a good one. Or, do you know who this DJ is? What's his Instagram? What's your Instagram?
Yeah. What else can you say? Just give people compliments.
Yeah, that's a big one. Oh my god, I love your necklace.
Or where'd you get your hair done? Who does your hair?
Yeah. Yeah, and then you can be like, oh, did you grow up around here? Blah, blah, blah. And then make it like a mini date for you, basically.
Yeah, because that's the thing. That's what dating is basically just asking questions. So I think one thing that I struggle with when I'm talking to strangers is I don't listen to them. I'm just like thinking about the next thing that I want to say.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that's another thing I want to say is just to make sure you're really listening to the new person.
Right.
Because I listen to my close friends, but it's harder for me to listen to somebody that like I don't know that well.
Really?
Do you do that? Or maybe, okay.
But I consider myself a good, like an active listener. Because otherwise, how am I going to have a conversation with someone if I don't know what the fuck they're saying?
No, and I mean, for me, I think it's just like social anxiety. Like I'm afraid that we're going to run out of things to say. So I'm like thinking about what to say next instead of like listening to what they're saying.
How is that a conversation? How do you have a conversation with someone that if you're not?
So
like, how do you bounce off what they're saying? You don't, you just talk about other shit.
Or no, I mean like I hear like, I'll hear parts of what they say and then like say something about myself.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know. I thought that was something that a lot of people do when you're meeting somebody. But
I think a lot of people do that, yeah.
So if you do that, it's about like being patient and trying to listen, even if you don't know them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just basically ask them a bunch of questions and listen to their answers. And then how do we close the conversation? Or how do you like make sure that you guys hang out again?
Well, I mean, mostly base it off of your gut. And if you feel like it went really well and you feel comfortable asking for a phone number, you should. But I think to make it more comfortable and casual, especially if you're asking a woman, it's easier to ask for social media handles.
Yeah.
Like Instagram, or mostly Instagram, I think.
Yeah.
Facebook's weird. But yeah.
Can I have your Facebook? Yeah. No, I think asking for someone's Instagram is cool because then you guys follow each other. And even if you guys don't end up hanging out again or don't hang out for a while, you start to see like what they do and their Instagram stories and stuff. So
yeah,
you can see if you guys are going to be friends.
Yeah. I mean, I remember talking to this guy randomly at the Lash, and I just did it because I thought it was cute. And I was like, hey, like, you like this music? And we talked for maybe like 2 minutes, and then we got each other's, actually we did get each other's numbers, but we started following each other on Instagram too, and now we pretty much only interact on Instagram.
It's kind of cool though.
It is cool because we see each other's, we clearly could see each other's stuff like all the time, but maybe we won't. I don't think we'll ever hang out, but we could have, maybe.
Yeah. There's two guys that I met randomly at the Lash too, and I got both of their Instagrams, and I enjoy seeing their stories or like things that they post. And actually, one of the guys I saw again, like at a different bar downtown. Oh. And I think that we wouldn't have remembered each other if we hadn't followed each other. So
yeah,
it's kind of cool to do that because then you see people again. And oh, another thing is, remember the guy there? Okay, this is like a long story, but there's a guy that we met at Tenants of Trees that was like a DJ, and he was in the dark smoking a bunch of weed, and he got our Instagrams. I saw him again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but he didn't remember. But the only reason why I remembered him was because of Instagram, and he posts a lot. So, I don't know. I think it's a cool way to remember people. And
like, as a woman, if a guy is asking me for my phone number, I'm like, do I really want this guy to have my phone number? Like, what if he's a weirdo and I can't text me get all the time off my shit? If it's on Instagram, then I can just block your ass. But yeah, right. I would be more likely to say yes to Instagram. So
that's our advice. Our tips to finding genuine connections. And we're going to try this weekend.
We'll try this weekend and report back and make modifications if it doesn't work.
Yeah. Actually, I was going to do an experiment with our friend. Mm-hmm. Where he had to talk to one person and I had to talk to one person and see, like, who could keep the conversation going the longer. Oh yeah. But that might be fun to do.
Yeah.
We'll see. But thank you guys for tuning in. We really missed you. And let us know if you have any ideas, like, what do you do to make new friends? It sounds so stupid to say, but, like, I think that a lot of people, especially in a big city, have trouble with that.
Yeah, definitely.
So let us know, guys. We missed you. We love you. See you next time.
Peace.
Peace out.